Welcome back. It's the Cyber Jungle, the news and talk each week on security, your privacy, and the law. I'm Ira Victor. One of the most common occurrences I see out there in the field doing security and forensics, digital forensics, is are organizations that maybe focus more on compliance than actual security. And I see this so often that when the announcement that I was sent from GlobalSign across the Cyber Jungle mailbox about a study related to that, I knew I had to get somebody on from GlobalSign to talk about it. So that's why I've got Lila Key. She's the Chief Product Officer with GlobalSign on the Cyber Jungle with us today. Welcome to the show today, Lila Key.
Thank you, Ira. It's so great to be on.
Lila, so, you know, I'm out there seeing a problem where, you know, compliance seems to take the front seat and actual security and privacy the back seat. What did the study that you did find? Is my seat of the pants observation correct?
Yeah, I think your observation is dead on right, Ira. The results were pretty outstanding in the fact that it validated your hypothesis that we're seeing healthcare professionals spend an enormous amount of time on, you know, understanding regulations, trying to stay compliant with those regulations, but spending a disproportionate amount of time actually implementing security enhancements that will reduce their vulnerability to fines and penalties. So, absolutely.
So what percentage of the people in the study, and again, I should have said it focused on healthcare. I was thinking healthcare. I guess I do so much healthcare sometimes, I don't just bring that up. So this was on healthcare. What percentage of the people in the survey are emphasizing this sort of checklist compliance versus actual security and privacy?
Right. So we had 107 healthcare professionals respond to the survey. We had a number of other organizations respond, but we wanted just to talk about it in the context of healthcare today. So of the 107 pure healthcare-related respondents, 56% of them said they spend between 25 and 100% of their time devoted to regulatory compliance activities. So that's a lot of time, sometimes almost exclusive time, just on regulation.
Well, and so they're, boy, up to 100%. So it's actually worse than what than what I said.
Yes.
That's all they do is go through a checklist rather than actually focus on security.
Yes, and the really interesting and almost alarming thing is that 34% of them have admitted, and I would suggest that there are probably several who didn't admit to it or don't even know that there has been a data breach, but 34% admit that they have experienced a patient record data breach within the past 2 years. So I find that quite perplexing in that they clearly have, you know, a third of their organizations are having data breaches and probably heavy fines, yet they're not doing things to, you know, minimize that risk.
Could it be that the non-technical managers think that compliance with, let's say, in this case, because we're talking healthcare, we're talking HIPAA and high tech, that compliance with HIPAA and high tech equals securing the data? Is that what the non-technical managers believe, you think?
I think so. I think so. I think, you know, first of all, just the fact that we're talking about doctors and nurses and regulatory affairs officers, but we're, you know, often dealing with small biotech companies and small pharma, not, you know, big pharma where there's a dedicated IT staff, let alone a staff that have security, you know, knowledge, you know, to get into, you know, encryption and very advanced security measures. So I think there's a bit of, confusion, and they're daunted by the, the myriad of solutions that they're being presented on a daily basis as a method to address compliance. So I think you're right. I think we definitely have a case of organizations where their core competence is not security, let alone, you know, IT or electronic records management. So I think, again, that leads into another metric that we collected, that 79% of the members polled said that they find it moderately to extremely difficult to identify solutions and applications that will improve their security. So they're looking, but they don't know where to look, they don't know how to evaluate, and they're certainly not sure how to implement.
Now, do you think that, that is a very large number. How much of that do you think is a result of non-security people being in charge of IT, of security and privacy? So they might be an IT, you know, manager or the head of IT. It might be a non-technical person. And, you know, HIPAA requires a person being responsible for security, but it could be anybody. I mean, it literally could be the janitor. According to the regulation, anybody could be assigned this job and responsibility. Do you think that some of this is an outgrowth of so many healthcare organizations not having a knowledgeable information security professional on staff?
I think that's probably the biggest driver of this, you know, disturbing metric, is that you are absolutely right. The person assigned with, you know, regulatory affairs responsibilities for the organization does not have that background. And, you know, the origin of HIPAA really was probably mostly paper-based privacy-related, you know, process flows and protection. But then as we got high-tech and as, you know, the, you know, government encouraged, you know, scalability and accessibility through the High-Tech Act, I don't think these organizations caught up with that. I don't think they were caught off guard that with the incentives to automate became a responsibility to protect electronic data. And I think that's where the disconnect still remains, that, you know, protecting electronic data means encryption. And that's a, you know, daunting concept to get your head around and understand how best to implement that at a practical level.
So is EMR, electronic medical records, which because of federal mandates in HIPAA high tech, everyone is, you know, they're being basically paid for by the federal government. You get these grants to roll out EMR, and you get penalized if you don't have EMR, electronic medical records. Is that making this problem better or worse? Because EMR was supposed to make medicine and all these privacy issues better.
Right. I think it's made things worse in a way because, you know, as much as, you know, I think, okay, you know, these organizations, they need just to get the right resources, they need to allocate the right time and just accept the reality that part of the budget needs to be allocated to security. I think there's still not enough definition. I still think there's not enough guidance, not enough education, that they can, you know, take the next step that's right for the organization. So I'm afraid that, you know, there's still a disconnect that needs to be resolved.
All right. Now, one of the other things that you guys sent us over here at the Cyber Jungle, we are talking with Lila Key. She's a chief product officer with GlobalSign. You sent us some kind of interesting information as I was reading through it about this BioWrap for encrypting data in healthcare. So can you just briefly educate us about what BioWrap is?
Okay, sure. Thank you for that opportunity. So GlobalSign is really excited about the BioWrap product that we're introducing to the healthcare sector because we don't, we look at the breaches, we look at the, you know, the headlines that everybody is seeing of these data breaches involving, you know, 5,000 or 500,000 records. And we see often it's because of entire, you know, disks that are not encrypted or documents that are being managed by employees who are just naive that when they access them and take them out of that encrypted state that they need to make sure that they go back into the encrypted form. So I think the way I best describe BioWrap is it's really the next generation of file transfer in that it protects and tracks the file at all times. So all the, you know, thought and all the burden that we put on employees in these healthcare organizations to, well, if you take this sensitive document outside this encrypted form so you can read it and review it and share it, it needs to go back into encrypted form when you're finished. And far too often we have solutions that are stagnant and they only encrypt the data when it's in rest. But, you know, the reality is life is fluid, life is dynamic, and these documents need to be shared. They need to be, sent often outside the trusted network. But when that happens, it needs to happen in a protected way, in another way of saying it, in an encrypted way.
Yeah, so
but
you're...
Again, we get that encryption is tricky. We've seen alternative solutions that put a lot of burden on the end user in terms of, you know, understanding very complex encryption techniques. And BioWrap takes all that away. And we implement the best of breed technology using what's called public key infrastructure to encrypt the document, but it's all done in the cloud. It's all server-based key management, and it's the BioWrap writer that's the very easy to use, simple GUI that even, like you said, the human resource or the compliance officer or the doctor, the person who's managing the data but does not have the IT background, can easily protect documents, assign rights management, decide who gets to see the document, when they get to see the document, and have a full report of the status of the document all times for the life of that document.
All
and
right.
That's really key if you want to comply with those regulations.
All right. Well, I'm someone who is an advocate of adding encryption, especially to data at rest. Most of the breaches we've seen have not been data in motion, data in rest. So tell us, Lila Key, Chief Product Officer for GlobalSign, where we find out more information about what you guys are doing, the study, and BioWrap. What's the URL we should use?
Oh, sure. So you can get more information about BioWrap and GlobalSign at www.globalsign.com.
All right. We'll provide a link to that. Check it out in our show notes page, www.thecyberjungle.com. Click on show notes. Lila Key, Chief Product Officer for GlobalSign, thank you so much for joining us today on the Cyber Jungle.